Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, kind of a tame agenda for many people who follow along, but still certainly a lot of work going on as it relates to infrastructure and finance. And one of the projects that was recently completed were the extensive updates to the sewer system over on West 3rd Street, and the final quantity adjustment, aka the final contract, was approved for that project. Where did that land with a couple of change orders? And ultimately, I imagine the city overall satisfied with the work that happened over there.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. I'm sure many of the residents noticed the work going on West 3rd Street around Liberty to Union Street. That's kind of a primary thoroughfare through town. So as you mentioned, there was a contract to do some repairs to the sanitary sewer in that area, which also required the removal of the street and storm sewer. And so that project was recently completed, and West 3rd has been open for a couple weeks now. There were a few change orders, as one might expect, with some of the underground work. So that project had an original contract of just under $575,000, and there's about two change orders. One of them was a quantity adjustment, which lowered the contract by $8,000, and then another change order for some additional sewer and water connections that increased the contract by about $3,000. So overall, the revised contract price was $567,000 or thereabouts, and really, I think the crews there and our staff did a nice job on that project, and I think everybody was excited to see that West 3rd Street open. As I mentioned, that's kind of a primary thoroughfare through town.
Well, and on the topic of financing, one of the interesting dilemmas, and maybe even that cities and other governments are facing, is how to still use funding from the CARES Act that was approved this past spring in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic. The city received some of that funding, and a second amendment was actually made to an airport management agreement for some of that money. Ultimately, what was the change with that financing for the airport, the Pella Municipal Airport, and where that money will be used, $69,000?
The city has had a long-standing and, I think, positive relationship with Classic Aviation for many years. And when we started the budgeting process and the city had conversations with Classic Aviation, there was no anticipation of a COVID-19 impact. There was some discussions about an impact of an airport closure for some concrete rehab that was anticipated to take place from August 1st to October 1st. And certainly a contract was amended with Classic Aviation to accommodate some of those lost revenues. But like I said, nobody could have anticipated any of the impacts from COVID-19. And the city did receive $69,000 from the CARES Act to help assist with the operation of the airport. And so ultimately what happened was, through conversations with the council and with representatives from Classic Aviation, the council approved an amendment passing that $69,000 on to Classic Aviation to assist with the operations of the Pella Municipal Airport and with, I guess, the businesses out there. And so I think, like I mentioned, the city's always had a positive relationship with Classic Aviation, and they do such a great job out there. It was important to make sure that they remain solvent and continued the operations out at the airport.
Now, one of the major projects that's been ongoing in the city, and one that we've touched on quite a bit over the past several months on Let's Talk Pella, is the Pella Fiber construction and the rollout with the upcoming internet and TV service coming through the city of Pella. Where do we stand as of this week in terms of construction and site surveys, and what can people expect as we head into the colder months of the year?
Yeah, we've talked about it a number of times, and I'm sure it's the residents have seen the construction going on primarily on the north side of town. But as you mentioned, the construction for Pella Fiber started up in the Fountain Hills neighborhood and has kind of worked its way south. And right now, it appears that primarily the area completed is all north of Washington Street, and I think soon we'll start to see the crews working on that project head south. And I know that we're all in that fall mindset right now, and those crews are going to continue, I think, well into the fall and maybe early winter as they are trying to complete that project as quickly as possible. And so we can provide, you know, it's a key component of us providing service to customers. And so just a reminder for everybody out there who has not yet completed a request for service, you can go to PellaFiber.com. And the process is to fill out a site survey, and that lets us know that you're interested, and it gets you kind of in the queue to have a discussion with our representatives and our customer service people about what we can provide and where a service drop might go and kind of get you in that queue. So that's a really important thing for us right now to get people queued up so we can make sure that when they want service that it's available.
And then another motion, Corey, that was made at the meeting, just to remind people, I think a lot of people are aware at this point that there is an election coming up, certainly one of the more talked about ones we've had in recent memory. And the city council has adjusted the calendar slightly in early November to ensure that people who can make it to the polls can do so on Tuesday.
Yeah, obviously with the general election coming up on the 3rd and our council meeting regularly scheduled to be slated on that date, the council amended the procedural rules to allow for the meeting to be on November 2nd, which is Monday at 7 o'clock. So instead of a Tuesday meeting at the first meeting in November, we will have it on Monday.
Once again, that was Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenow. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableus.com under podcast and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.